Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Above Ground Underground Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I'm so glad that you join us. Let's take a moment and let's celebrate the nation that we love, the nation that is under attack, and the nation that we are totally dedicated to defend. Let's listen to our national anthem and let's stand and put our hand over our hearts and say, this is the nation we love, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Thank you.
Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, gave proof
Above Ground Underground Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and so glad that you've decided to be with us this week. As you know, every week we do this podcast because we are absolutely devoted to making sure that our listeners and those who love America and want to restore America to its constitutional beauty, that you have everything you need. You have all the tools and all the weapons that you need, spiritual weapons, weapons of warfare that we have on a spiritual level to bring back America. Because if we don't use those weapons today, later we're going to have to use weapons of warfare that are physical, that are going to cause great devastation to our country. And we are dedicated to doing this, to giving you everything you need, because we at eternalaffairsmedia.com want to make sure that you have all the power and the knowledge and the ability to tell people that we're taking America back and we will not let America become a socialist nation. It's so important that we do this and that we walk with God and that our nation turn back to God. And we want to be a catalyst to make sure that we help America come back to the Lord Jesus Christ and come back politically to what we were and to become a free nation based on our free constitution, that we might be able to say America is great again, because America is not great right now. As a matter of fact, I have to say that if I were fighting in this war, and I am, I would never stand up for the nation we are right now. If America is attacked, this America today, not the one that we were born in, not the one that we lost in the defrauded election of 2020, the nation before 2020, I would die for that nation. Would you? I'm sure you would. But what we've become under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all the Democrat socialists, I wouldn't lift a pinky to help that nation. I want that nation to fall, because that's not the nation that we know. That's not the nation that we love, and that's not the nation that we should be willing to give our lives for. We should give our lives to end that and to restore the Constitution of the United States of America, given to us by our founding fathers and ratified by our fellow Americans. Nobody can take the Constitution away except the American people. The government is too big, too large, too bloated, too fat, too totalitarian now to ever be called a free nation again until we get rid of these people. We need to get away from these people as soon as possible. We need to get rid of them out of the government. In 2022, we have a chance to do just that. And if we don't, America's done. America will no longer exist ever again. We have got examples today of what's going on in America. H.R. 1, where they're trying to federalize all elections. The infrastructure bill, which is only to get the money for the infrastructure of socialism. They don't want to restore America as we know it. They want to institute and ingrain and enroot socialism in the United States. They've already done it in our children's minds. Every day they're indoctrinated with socialism, BLM, Antifa. And our children have lost their love for America. We've got to reverse that. And at eternalaffairsmedia.com, we are seeking to do that, to help. And we need your help as well. So thank you for joining us today. And of course, the only one who can really make sure this happens is if we get down on our knees and if we look up in the sky and look to the one that can save America, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only one that can save us today. So let's go to him right now and let's ask him to bless our podcast. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you love America more than any of us do. And I pray that today you'll just open our hearts as we go into this podcast and make it a podcast that really honors your name, glorifies your name, and sets you apart as the only wise God who can save America, because you are all caring and all loving. So I pray for your blessing today. Everybody who's listening, who listens to this podcast, I pray that you will use this podcast as a way of really opening their hearts to be able to say, I have got to be involved to save my country. And that's why we're here today, exercising our free speech. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you never change, you never slumber, and your mercies are new every morning. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. When I think about what's going on in our country and I see all the burgeoning disaster that's now coming our way because of our refusal to follow the Constitution and follow God, I have terrible feelings for the future of our nation. I wonder, is this why America was created, to become a socialist state, to have a government that will take us all the way to total destruction and dependency upon the government? I refuse. I know that doesn't make me popular on many fronts, but that's never been my goal anyway. How about you? Not my goal. My goal is to keep America righteous, free, full of liberty, following our Constitution for my children and my grandchildren. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. And that's what I insist upon, because I know it's so important that if we don't follow the Constitution, we get a whole new government, a whole new nation, a whole new way of life that is one of destruction and equal poverty. That's the great disaster of socialism. You know, I was thinking earlier that America is a powerful country. Man, we have almost everything. No country can defeat us. They couldn't defeat us. It's impossible, especially after President Donald J. Trump. He just built everything that we needed. He knew what we needed. I mean, from our airplanes to our missiles, our military, the Marine Corps, the Navy, every one of them, the Air Force. My son is in the Air Force, and so many wonderful.
Called him Sandy Cane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. Can't forget the look in his eyes, or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. Sandy Cane is no longer here, but his words are also clear as they echo throughout our land. For all his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. Love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through. For the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.
We have massive amounts of weaponry. We have the most powerful country and military in the world. So important what the Navy does for us. And the Coast Guard, look at us, we're so powerful. Such a powerful nation. And such power in the hands of a country like America, and an America that follows its constitution, an America that follows its law, an America that loves liberty, an America that loves to make the nation and the world free as possible. Such tools as our military, from our smallest weapon to the MOAB, which is the most powerful conventional bomb that we have, all the way to our nuclear arms. Such things in a nation like America is destined to be by following the Constitution. Those are not weapons of war. Those are weapons of peace. All of it. Because peace through strength. The stronger we are, the better we'll be. Such weapons like that in an America that follows the U.S. Constitution and that has faith in the Word of God, the Bible. That's a nation that should have those weapons as armaments of peace and not war. But my fellow Americans, such weapons in the hands of the country that we have become and are becoming, such weapons are such deadly and dangerous weapons of Marxism, bondage. So important to stand up for the truth. I just hope that we realize and we understand as a nation that such greatness, such wealth, such prosperity, such power, such authority in the world didn't come by our own strength. That came from God. God gave America that because he knew he would put it into good hands to seek to run the world and to develop the world and encourage the world to become more like God's will is. Because America was a godly nation. America was a godly nation, but America is not a godly nation now. Now America enjoys hedonism. America enjoys all kinds of evil that are forbidden by God himself. Because America says, I no longer want to follow God's law. I want to follow my will. So I hope we realize that since God gave us all the riches and greatness and power and authority and leadership from time to time, that is wonderful, not now, certainly the last 4 years before Biden, thank God for that. But in order to maintain such a society that is so richly blessed, we have to have the blessing from God. How will God bless a nation that turns on him, ridicules him, refuses to follow him? America needs to turn back to God. If he doesn't, our fate will be like Ezekiel in the Bible described for Israel. In Ezekiel, he painted a picture of the temple. Ezekiel's watching the temple, and it's got idols on the inside and on the outside worshiping false gods. Some people say God is green in America because money is green. I don't know. But certainly that's one of our idols amongst many more. And when Ezekiel was watching the temple and saw those idols, he saw God's throne rise up and leave the temple, refusing to share his place with false gods. Don't you think God will do the same thing to America unless we turn back to him? And we would richly deserve it. Matter of fact, we do right now. We've turned America into a baby-killing industry. We've turned America into a place where God cannot be mentioned in public. We've turned America into a place that if you post the Ten Commandments, it's dangerous because people might read them. That's what they say. We've become an America that tried to change God's institution of marriage, in which in the Word of God, he said it was for a man and a woman who would be married, and they would become one flesh, and they would be fruitful and multiply. So we have turned marriage into no marriage at all, if we're going to say that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. That's not just my view. That's God's view. And America refuses to repent. There are other ways of giving everybody rights without trying to take over what God instituted, don't you think? Nine people in black robes cannot declare that God is wrong and that they are right, and that marriage now is for anybody who wants to marry, no matter what gender you are, all 60 of them. That's the world we become. Such arms as I described earlier, in the hands of a nation like this, are weapons of war, weapons of disaster, weapons of control. I want to encourage you to really think about what I'm saying here. This is for you, America. This is a message for America. We cannot trust either party. We have to do something new and peacefully, but politically, take over the nation. If we don't, there'll be nothing to take over. Freedom will be gone and just a relic from the past. I love America. I know you do too, most of you, or you wouldn't be watching this. But I want you to know also, I fear for America. America is in grave danger. We have a president who doesn't know what he's doing. We have a president who is absolutely seeking to change us into something we were never destined to be. We're a free nation. We're supposed to be a free nation. And he wants us to be a nation in chains. Just another form of Democrat slavery. That's all it is. God bless you all. I'm so happy to be able to just talk to you out here in Hoosier Land, in some of the most beautiful places on earth, Indiana. God bless America. God bless you. Thank you so much. Today we see that in the House of Representatives, there's nothing happening, nothing being done, no debates going forward, nothing at all. It's just terrible what we're doing. Now, we noticed that during COVID, during the pandemic, they shut down jobs. You lost your job. Your family lost all their income and their hope for the country. But in the Congress, they weren't doing anything. They weren't meeting together. They weren't doing anything. And yet they got their full salary. We pay them regardless. They should have their funds taken away. And the best way to do that is to beat them at the polls. We have to beat them in 2022. Democrats, socialists, and many Republicans are doing nothing to solve our problem. And in fact, they are causing larger problems. They're throwing trillions of dollars at our problems and creating new problems, bigger problems, lethal problems that will destroy the nation. Democrats, socialists hate America. Democrats, socialists hate the Constitution. Democrats, socialists hate freedom of speech. Democrats, socialists hate religious freedom. But Democrats, socialists love tyranny. Democrats, socialists love control. Democrats, socialists love Marxist ideology. And they only love power and spending us into a controlled oblivion in a manner to force the American people into total dependency on a bloated, burgeoning, overpowerful, and unconstitutional U.S. government. It must be brought back to sanity or be taken down forever and reestablish the Constitution as the law of the land, which it truly is. The Democrat Socialists want to simply erase who can see how much and how terrible they are spending your hard-earned tax money and how it's being used to build the infrastructure of socialism and to end voting as we've known it and to federalize it all. Democrat Socialists seem to be on a quest to see who can spend the most money, your money and my money. Does anybody have any idea that we are engaging in the destruction of our children and our grandchildren's future? Can anyone logically expound on modern monetary theory today that spending money is good for the country? Money we don't have, created out of thin air? We are now $30 trillion in debt. Can you imagine that? Before, trillion was almost never used. And now we use it constantly because we're spending trillions and trillions and trillions just to build socialism in America, to destroy our future. $6 trillion were spent just last year. That's more than we spent on all of World War II when we fought in so many countries. Look at where we are today. It's a disaster. We spent $6 trillion in 1 year and made our people more dependent on the bloated, fat, and evil federal government more than ever before. Companies cannot fill their work quotas. They have no workers because we gave them so much free money. Nobody wants to go back to work. That's how socialism is built in a nation. That's how socialism kills nations. That's how America will die. 100,000 small businesses closed during the pandemic. Could you believe that? 100,000. Now we're paying people more not to work than they made when they were working. And of course, they don't want to go back to work. Why do you suppose the vice president won't go to the border? Flying to Texas doesn't do it. You have to go to where the crisis is really happening, which they caused and implemented themselves by ending Donald Trump's excellent and very, very powerful rules of order for immigration. They took it away, and they know that they destroyed America's future by doing it. The president knows, the vice president knows, that they have no defense for their current border policies, none at all. A high school debate team would destroy the president and the vice president if they tried to defend it, because they have no way of doing so. It's all what we're looking at today. And it's all what's going to kill America unless we fight back. America, this is the last great hope for the world. And this is our last possible chance to fix America. If we wait until 4 years are passed, this country will be gone. Our enemies are just wringing their hands. They're like just waiting for the moment to destroy America. They're just waiting for the moment to take us on when they know we're not ready. And it won't be down the road too far because we're not ready now. We have even brought critical race theory into the military where we're indoctrinating our soldiers, our people, by generals who are enveloped in wokeism. This is where we're at today. And this has all been brought about because we allowed the Democrat Socialist Party to steal the election in 2020. And we can't allow it to happen in 2022 or we'll be done. It's important, America, to stand up. It's so important to fight back. It's so important to know that if we do nothing, America will die. Maybe America's dead right now. It can be risen from the dead. That's what God does. God is a waymaker. God is the giver of life. And he can give us life as a country again too. And believe me, God truly wants to do so. So I thank you for being with us this week. And I want to thank you for loving America. And I want to thank you for being faithful to the consecration of the Constitution that we have. It was the American people who ratified the Constitution. And it is only the American people who can ever take it away. The government cannot lead us into an unconstitutional future and expect us to follow. Stand up, America. Fight back, America. We are at war. And don't be afraid to fight this war. If we're afraid to fight this war, this country is gone forever. Stand up. Fight back. Better said, get down on your knees. Look up to the God who cares, to the God who loves, to the God who can raise the dead, and ask him to give us a new breath of life, a new breath of freedom, a new courage, and a new determination to stand up for the America that we love. If we don't, it's over. And I don't want it to be over. Do you? Fight back. This is our country, and nobody can have it but the American people. So thank you again for joining us. And I ask you to support eternalaffairsmedia.com. We are your best friend. We are the ones that are empowering the truth with truth. Go to our website and take a look at what we have prepared for you to learn, what you need to give you the tools to fight back and to give you the wherewithal to be able to save America, to save the country that we love. And we love you. Thank you again for loving us. And so we ask you to join us next week on the Above Ground Underground podcast every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And I ask you to join us and to support us because we're doing our best to stand up for the country. They asked George Washington, will you be our first president? And his words were, have I not done enough for my country? Of course, that was a question that didn't need an answer because it has the answer. And the answer is no. None of us have done enough for our country. It's time that we dedicate ourselves to doing more, to doing all, to doing everything to save the nation that we love as a free and great beacon to the world of liberty. Don't let us become a beacon of death. If America dies, the whole world will die with it. Jesus is coming back soon, but until he does, he expects us to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And I know you will be, because I know, like me, you love America too. And we're going to fight together. So thank you again for joining us on the Above Ground Underground podcast. We appreciate it. And we ask you to join us again next week. God bless you. God bless America.